Oh. If you had one shot.
What's that one thing I always sing in that one song? I like it when you call me Big Papa Smurf. Know what I always say?
That's what you say.
Anyways, welcome to podcast number 3.225 divided by 2 equals 135.
It's true. I think that's the right number. Before we start, you need to tell them about what transpired today.
Which part?
Where
we went to go eat food, that part?
Tried new food, as we do.
It's so we're trying to eat new places.
Let's say, classy gentlemen. We try to go to new places.
Hey, speak for yourself, man.
We try to go to new places, experience new things. Not gay things, so, you know, just new things.
Like how you threw that in there. Okay.
And so, we're driving around. Kind of by the area where I work, mostly, so.
I don't think they need to know that, but okay.
Hey, they might. So, we were like, So I was like, oh, hey, here's this place and this place. And I let you pick because I was like, whatever. So we ended up in this barbecue place. That was interesting.
Sweet coffee.
It was an interesting experience.
Sweet coffee. Before you start, I want to say that all podcasts in the last month.
It's like, fuck you, Kanye. First and foremost.
First and foremost, Kanye, for making me do this. Fucking, that's right. No. First and foremost, I want to thank our coffee sponsor. The Starbucks that we're drinking. But the sponsor, my boss, who gave me a Starbucks gift card and has been funding this podcast anonymously
for
these last few weeks. So shout out to her. So continue. So we tried out a new place.
Yeah. So we go over there and it was interesting right when we walked in the door.
Sweet, sweet coffee.
It was.
Okay. So we walked in. Weird. I didn't know what to expect. And the girl's like, oh, are you here for the girl seating us was saying, are you guys here for. Are you guys here for the show or are you guys like that's the way she said it and I'm like the show I thought I was gonna eat some barbecue and then she's like no there's a show and I'm like well you gotta elaborate what kind of show are we looking at with like is it gonna be some strippers or is there
yeah I thought be... that's what it was I thought it was like a strip show and I was like I'm down for this.
The way that the place was decorated made me feel like it was gonna be a strip club, right?
Yeah.
But no, I guess there's like a amateur comedy night, which, you know, I listen to a lot of comedians' podcasts and like you hear about them talking about them starting comedy and they went to all these little, you know, all these little places that would let them come up and think. But I've never heard of any. I'm like, it must be in different towns. You know, I've never heard of that in any place we've ever been to except for a comedy club. Mm-hmm. But this was one of those places where they literally just made a comedy thing, a stage in the middle of this restaurant. And people just, you know, go up there and they do their 5 to 10 minutes. And it's interesting, man.
It is interesting. It is interesting. The first dude was decent. He had some funny jokes.
Well, he was the host. So he's going to be there throughout the day.
Yeah, he was
definitely
good.
A lot more polished than the other guy that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
We had some stuff to do, so we weren't able to stay there for everybody. But yeah, man, I was, and it's definitely interesting to see somebody who seems like they have maybe a year or two into comedy. Like, I don't know how to quantify the amount of time that they've been doing it, but they had a very small amount of time comparable to like a big name and how they started off, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not me talking shit because I would probably be just as good, if not, well, probably worse than that guy. Right.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting to see when we go to shows, what we get with a veteran versus a new guy.
It's almost like,
that guy was eating dicks up there and not because the stuff wasn't funny, but people weren't laughing, you know, it wasn't like hysterical laughing. People weren't getting like some people were kind of a little chuckle here and there, but it wasn't, you weren't killing the crowd.
No, not by any means. I think too, when you're doing like open mic night, you probably don't know what kind of crowd you're getting. So you probably just walked in this place, didn't know like, hey, am I going to get a bunch of, Why is an alien touching the other alien?
Not mad at these aliens.
He probably didn't know what kind of like crowd if he's getting. He didn't know if he was going to get like an African American crowd or like an all white crowd or something. So, you know, and he probably doesn't have like, you know, he's just like has a few jokes. So he's going to tell any joke to anybody.
So to give a little bit more context to that comment, it was a pretty big African American. I think if you want to be called white, black now, I mean.
Whatever you want to be
so
called.
I think
we're in the Linkin Park future. We're all one race, really. Right.
I think that it was a pretty heavy, you know, black crowd, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting because as you said that, I wouldn't think that would matter. Like, you know, like funny is funny, right?
Yeah.
But I'll say it, man. Like black people and maybe Asian people, I want to say Hispanics a little bit, but not, I don't feel like to this level. They stick together and they like, they're close and they're a bond like, mm-hmm. like some other races I haven't. Asian is a little different because they'll stick together, but they're different. They're not like they just kind of stick close together because I think there's a certain comfort because they're understanding there. But African American or black people or whatever, they are close, man. Like all those people were like interacting, like they all knew each other, and maybe they did, but they were all very close. And I think the guy that we're talking about that wasn't very good, he was a white guy, right? And so I would feel that as that guy, I would feel more pressure, feeling like an outsider. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's why his comedy wasn't landing as good. He was a little bit more nervous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not like, oh, because they're like dumber or something. I don't want people to think of it that way. But it's just like, I think just where he came from and where they came from might be two
different
things. What they grew up with and what he grew up with might have been different. And so, especially if you don't know what you're getting into, you know, some of your jokes might hit and some might not.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if he was just really nervous because
and that too.
His pacing was off.
Yeah, and he had like his notepad down to like remind him of what he was gonna say.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Jeez, son, you're tired already?
I'm waiting for my coffee to cool down. Yeah, you didn't see it?
I mean, most of them have notes, I guess.
Yeah, it was a bright yellow one.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, that gay dude made this good. Oh, Jesus.
Is it because you're finally getting to, like, hot coffee instead of doing all the ice shit that you usually get?
Yeah, because it's winter. Why would I want cold shit in winter?
Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, you usually get cold shit, but are you just converting to hot shit?
I've been... As I'm talking away from the microphone. Yeah, I've been doing it from like since November.
Oh, I
when it's been cold.
So, yeah, it was just an interesting. But look, this brings us, I guess, to the point of the thing you wanted me to talk about.
Yeah, we dipped because it was 2-drink minimum, apparently, which I didn't
Well,
know.
We weren't there for the show, which is interesting because they sat us by the stage, but we told them we weren't there for the show and we had other things to do. I had something to do later, like within an hour or two.
Yeah.
So I couldn't stay and watch the show. But I think the thing you wanted me to discuss was this place, the place, right? I'm not going to name names and I'm not going to say where it is. If anybody knows me locally that it wants to maybe go to this place or avoid this place based on this review, then that's up to you guys. But you can contact me. You know how. But this is fucking hilarious. But I think my first comment on it going into it was the place. I made a comment earlier about thinking it was a strip club because of the way it was designed. Design's not the right word, right?
The layout.
Not the layout, because the layout's just the way things are placed. More about the decorations and stuff, okay. Like the design. I don't know. Anyways, I can't think of the word. But it wasn't like it seemed like a very basic place. It had a certain kind of whiff of strip clubbish, like not cleanliness, not you know.
It wasn't
fancy upscale.
No, it wasn't like a...
I don't know how to describe it. It didn't give you an air of fancy and...
No,
and
it didn't speak fancy.
So...
Like when you go into Target, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm in a Target. Better watch my shit.
Yeah, it wasn't...
Unless you're
high
going
class. High class is what I'm looking for.
Unless you're going to that Target Boski took me into. That shit was rough.
Oh, jeez. So it wasn't a high class establishment, right? That's problem number one, which it doesn't, not everything has to be. Problem number one, the real problem number one is we sat down, which they sat us by the stage, which is weird because we weren't going to be there for the show, but whatever. We sat down and we looked at the prices. That was red flag number one. Red flag number one. Does this little one just go outside and yeah. fucking start barking in the middle of the freaking night for no reason?
Yeah, just when we do this.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe she's hearing us and then she's fucking freaking out. Because there's nobody out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she... Anyways. So anyways, we sat down and red flag number one was the food prices. The food prices were really expensive for what it was, right? Some of their food was pricier than some of the other, you know, bar / grills we've been at. And their selection wasn't that great. So you sat down and you got a what? A brisket barbecue sandwich? Oftentimes in a place where I don't feel like it's maybe the highest quality of everything. You know, you get those feelings. You get the feelings of like, okay, this might be making me sick, right?
Yeah, like when we go to Denny's.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I went with the staple, right? The hamburger. That's an indicator of, in my opinion, of a good restaurant. If you have a shit hamburger, you have shit food, okay? So first, red flag number two. This guy, our server, was terrible. Didn't really speak up, didn't really kind of look at us. I don't know if he was super meek or if he was just an asshole. The service was terrible. He came and checked on us three times, two of which it was like within an hour. And the third time was because he was trying to get the check after he gave it to us. We had to wave him down for the check. So the guy, shitty service, right? Shitty service. Yeah, I had to tell him to get me a ketchup for my fucking fries. And the ketchup that he got me was freaking empty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Red ass flag. Okay. When we finally got the burgers, which took longer than I would have liked. What did you think of your food?
The first bite I took, it was, I go, this is actually pretty decent. But then as I took like the second and third bite, like all that flavor went away because it was just like the sauce that they kind of like put on there.
The barbecue sauce.
Yeah. It wasn't like baked into it like, you know, barbecue should be like on there, permanently on there. Kind of like all slid off. So like I didn't really have any flavor after that fact.
Yeah, so you had fries with yours.
Right? Yeah, fries.
So I got my burger, which by the way, the only burger that they had on that menu was a double quarter pounder burger, okay? That's already a problem because most women are not going to eat a quarter pound burger on their own. So then you're forcing a woman to either not get a burger or get appetizers only or try to force to eat this burger, which they're not going to eat, right? It's a pretty big burger. Okay, that's a problem. Now, the next problem in my mind is the taste wasn't great. I don't know what kind of cheese they were using. It was quite orangey, like not even yellowish. It was orangey.
Government cheese.
Probably. The burger meat was okay. It wasn't anything to strive or rant about. It was the equivalent of maybe slightly thicker Wendy's
meat. So it wasn't Angus meat.
It wasn't the greatest.
It wasn't Kobe beef.
It wasn't, you know, fantastic.
You couldn't taste the pain of the cow.
No, I couldn't taste that. The bun was mediocre at best.
The bun was not good.
What else? And then we get to the biggest pet peeve in my mind was the fries. The fries were terrible, okay? I criticize everybody's fries down from McDonald's all the way up to In-N-Out. I don't like any of their fries. I like, I myself like a thicker cut of fry, right? I complain about In-N-Out all the time. I'd rather get two burgers than get burger with fries, okay? In-N-Out fries are insanely a high level of perfection compared to these fries. These were the type of fries that you would buy at a Sam's Club or a Costco and deep fry at your own house. They were soggy. They were limp. They were just overly greasy. And fries, in my opinion, should be crispy to a certain level. They should have a certain amount of potato to grease ratio. You don't want to squeeze it and like be able to rinse out a potato worth of grease. Shitty potatoes. Shitty. So my overall experience of this place is shitty food, shitty service, shitty mediocre decorations. The comedy thing was kind of an interesting kind of twist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to hate on these people, okay? I would like to see as a maybe possibly like wannabe business owner of my own in my own mind. I like to see businesses thrive. I like to see the idea of small businesses thrive. But when you fuck up what, in my opinion, is a staple in American dining, which is a burger, if you can't do that right, mostly everything in your menu, in my opinion, is probably going to suck. And that's a problem. When you cannot take... You can't be proud of the stuff that you're doing. That's a problem, and that reflects on everything. And that shitty food, man, is not going to make that place go any further.
Yeah.
There's the food, that place didn't help. That place that you and I go to watch UFC fights, apart from the fact that it's a good place, it's got a good feel to it, it's got a good, decent... I mean, it's not fancy, but it's got, you know, decent decorations that work with what it's trying to do. The food is fucking fantastic there. Like, that food is legit. Like, I'd go there just to eat.
I think we were debating that even when we were... When we were trying to figure out, we're like, should we try this shitty place or should we try somewhere else? Should we go to the place we always go to? And we're like, well, maybe we should go over there just for the food.
The food is legit. I don't think I've eaten anything there that I don't like. From the burger... to the chicken sandwich, to the pizza. I have not tried anything there I do not like. Oh, by the fucking way, I didn't mention this. The waiter brought me like a cherry Coke the first time around, ordered a Diet Coke. Second time, brought me a Diet Coke. Yeah, you could tell the difference, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Problem, all right? The whole thing was a mess, and I want to see businesses like that thrive, man, because I'm hopeful that small businesses can still make it, especially with this thing that we had with this minimum wage increase bullshit. But, man, that is disheartening.
That was my other thing, too. I watch Bar Rescue a lot, and he has way too many employees. He has way too many employees.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but...
Yeah, I counted. There was, like, 15 people that, like, had a job there. I'm like, that's too many.
Well, I guess, way too many. I guess, I mean, I've never run a restaurant, so I don't know what they need, but I think everything needs to be touched up. I think those chefs need to taste the stuff that they're making and reassess whether or not they would want to eat that, because it's not good. They need to reassess their menu. They need to really look at it and see, do they need a double quarter-pound cheeseburger off the get-go? Like, no smaller burgers for people? What if you're on a date, and a woman wants, the woman you're with doesn't want, like, a gigantic double quarter-pounder?
My other thing, too, would be maybe just get rid of your food altogether and just have, like, they did have some, like, appetizers that had, like, barbecue-related things. Maybe she just get rid of all the, like, food items and just stick with the appetizers.
No, because it's not, because I don't think they want it to be a full-on bar. And I think the comedy thing is not an everyday thing. It's probably just a, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night kind of thing. They probably don't have an everyday thing. Like, they need a probably a gimmick for people to go eat food. But the reality is that if you take away the comedy, there's no reason to go there.
Yeah.
The food's not good. They need to reassess their menu. They need to cut their prices nearly in half for some things. Like, I saw a $22 like barbecue thing on the menu. I'm like, $22? That to me is a lot of money for one meal. It better be really good. This is $22 to me is something where you'd go to a restaurant, like a sit down restaurant with like silverware, not like a paper napkin wrapped around silverware, like legit linen you're using. It's 22 to me seems like a lot. You know, if I get it, if you are one of these dudes, like I've seen that do like a 22-hour barbecue kind of steam on a gigantic pork or you know, whatever. If you got one of these crazy, I suppose, man, but your burger doesn't tell me you got that kind of quality in your food.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be a food snob. I think as a business owner, if I was that guy's business, if I owned that guy's business or girl's business, you have to try your stuff. You have to be part of that and also have people in your life that can be honest with you and go into this place and try the things out and come back to you with feedback. Mm-hmm. Because if I was that, if you own that place and I went there and I had the quality and the service and the experience I had today, I'd be like, you need to make some serious changes now. Mm-hmm. Because by the time you figure out what the problem is, you implement them on your employees, and then you finally pull them off, you're 6 months out. Mm-hmm. And you're probably not going to have enough bankroll to keep that money tree going to continue to fund that business.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That's a big red-ass flag. The food's bad. The service bad. The decoration, the style is bad. The feel isn't great. Two things we both tried were not great. That burger is probably one of the most basic, mediocre burgers I've ever had.
Yeah, and then I was just telling you the story
earlier,
too.
Wendy's would have been better.
We should have ate at Wendy's. 4 for $4 would have been... Actually, would have been so good.
It's bad, man.
And I was telling you earlier, too, before we went there, that me and my family ate at this other place down the street from where we live. And we had... Eat there once. We're like, yeah, the food's good. We'll come back because we always try stuff twice, you know.
Even if it's bad?
Well, yeah.
So you'd go again to this place?
No, I'm not going to this. Not when it's not when it's like in the one range, no. But if I'm like, oh, this place is okay, I have to try it again. That place, the place we just went to was not okay. But when the place me and my family went to, we were like, it's all right, so we'll try it again. So we went again and we ordered food. And the place we went to... It's supposed to be like an American diner, right? But they like serve Mexican food.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, no, it's weird. So I got what'd I get? Oh, I got like a green chili omelet. And my dad got I don't know what my mom and sister got. Whatever, though. The main part is my dad got a chimichanga, right? And so are you used to chimichangas like, you know, covered in sauce or something?
I can't remember the last time I had a chimichanga.
But when you see them, is that something that you typically would think?
I probably haven't seen a chimichanga in over 10 years.
I see, that was what I was thinking too. I'm like, I don't really know. Like, I don't order them that much. But like, I think last time I got one like at Mikhail's or something, it had sauce on it. It had to have had sauce. But anyway, so my dad ordered one and they literally just brought him a fried burrito. And it was like the driest thing I've ever seen. Dry like my DMs. And he fucking lost it.
I mean, I understand it. I mean, if it's just a burrito that's been deep fried, I mean, you need something with that.
Yeah, and he like cut into it. He was like, oh, maybe there's cheese or something. It was just straight like chicken, dried chicken too.
He should probably tell him to bring some sauce on the side.
Well, he told me, he was like, the fuck is this? I need like sauce or something that goes on there. And so they like put some on there. But apparently they charge like $1.50 more for it normally.
Oh, good Lord, man.
Or it might have been $2.50 actually.
That's more crazy.
For it. Yeah, so. But he was pissed about it. So he was like, I'm going to go on Yelp. I'm going to fucking write a review for that place. The place sucks. So, yeah, man. Two food places that suck this week.
Yeah, I need to, we need to maybe look at that Yelp thing and see if there's any merit in looking at stuff prior to going to it, because if we hit here's another reason why I default a lot to places like like Chipotle, because I genuinely like the flavor of Chipotle. Some people are like, it's not real Mexican food. I'm like, well, I'm not saying it is, but I like the flavor. I have my bowl down to the science. Every time I go in one of those places, they like know that I eat the same thing every time at Chipotle. Not because I find Chipotle to be the biggest quality or the best food or whatever. I think it's good food. I think it's pretty basic good food, better than you would get at most places. And the quantities are good. The servings are decent. It's pretty basic food, but I like basic because it's easy, like dieting wise and tracking of your diet and all that stuff. And it's good food. It tastes good.
Even when we went to Popeyes like 2 weeks ago, we were like, yeah, this is pretty good.
No, the Popeyes has good flavor.
It tastes like food, and we're comparing it with like Subway or what we're eating, Firehouse.
Firehouse subs.
They're like very. Like Subway, I don't know what the fuck any of that stuff is.
Yeah.
But Firehouse was kind of plain. It didn't really have flavor. But when we went to Potbelly's, it had like flavor. I'm like, yeah, I'm eating chicken. Yeah, this is bread. This bread tastes like it was made here.
Well, Potbelly's has got really good flavor. I liked Firehouse.
They were too expensive, weren't they?
The problem with Firehouse is really expensive. And the sandwiches aren't very big. You're just kind of like, well, it's not worth the money in my opinion. You know, there's a balance, man. Like, we had that burger today, or I had the burger today, and it was like 10 something. And I can't justify that $10 burger when I can go to In-N-Out and spend, you know, $3 for a double patty, double. You know, I can get nearly three double doubles, give or take, for the price of that one hamburger with fries. It's just not justifiable. Long story short, I think that the owners of that business need to really reassess things if they want to be successful, because I think at their current course, I'd give them 6 months. And that's not me trying to be an asshole. Like, I'd love to be able to tell them, you know, hey, we need to, you're looking to be successful. We need to reassess some things. But I don't know if it's in my place to say anything like that. But for the most part, I don't think it's not great. It's not a great setup.
Yeah. And then you asked me, because, you know, I may or may not travel around that area sometimes. You're like, hey, what was here before? And I was like, oh, it was a hookah lounge. And you just looked at me and laughed. Like I was making it up.
It had a feeling like it used to be a hookah lounge. How about that? It didn't have the didn't look like they changed much in the decoration.
No.
Imagine if the owners hear this shit somehow. It's like, yeah. Maybe, and you hire me as a consultant to fix your shit.
Maybe
I'm going to be like Gordon Ramsay. I'm like, your fucking food is terrible. Have you not eaten your own food? And just throw the plate back at him. This is garbage. I want to feed this to my dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they need something like that. Hey, or maybe we were completely wrong.
I don't think so, man. I don't think that both of us getting bad food is a bad sign. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Out of everybody in that place, which you got a little busier after the comedians got on stage, we were the only us, the guys next to us, which I think they only ordered appetizers, and the table over from us were the only tables that had food. Mm-hmm. Everybody else had drinks. Mm-hmm. That should tell you something.
Yeah.
That should tell you something.
Yeah. She got the macaroni.
Jeez. Too late now. But now I'm already hungry already.
I'm not gonna eat till tomorrow sometime. I think I'm good.
We'll see.
I gotta shit it out first.
Hey man, I already went through that. I didn't shit blood, so that's a good sign.
Isn't like you're shitting insulation or anything.
As long as my insides just didn't come apart from the food, you're good to go.
Yeah, I guess so.
So on a change of topic, because I like to bring at least one current event into our podcast, because I feel like it's good. It's good to discuss current event items because it means we're learned adults and we're contributing to the world mm-hmm. in the smallest way possible, talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now that we have President Trump, which you had a feeling he was going to get assassinated.
I thought a lot of people were talking. I thought someone was going to step up and do it, and nobody did.
Nobody did. So, you know, he's going to town with the executive orders. He's warming up that pen.
I saw that.
To town on
he's going to order execute Order 66 real soon here. It's a Star Wars reference.
I think they get it, hopefully.
I don't think that I'm really get it.
So did you hear that he signed to get rid of funding for places like Planned Parenthood and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
So I guess he's basically saying that, and I guess presidents have gone back and forth. Like, I guess Obama went back on it. He approved it, and then Bush was against it, and I think Clinton was for it. So, you know, depending on whether the Democrat or Republican, the funding goes to these Planned Parenthood places and that support or help pay for, like, abortions and contraceptives and all mm-hmm. contraception and all that stuff. But so that's been going on. So you have been aware of this, right? Mm. Did you hear what happened with the Netherlands, though? The Netherlands, and I believe Netherlands has a female president. She was basically like, hey, if Trump doesn't want to pay for these programs, we're willing to pay for them. And they're like, we can't do it right away, but we got to make a plan to do it. And they're going to supposedly fund it.
The Netherlands. Have enough money.
The Netherlands.
To pay for all the people that want to get abortions.
It's not just abortions.
And condoms. You didn't let me finish. And condoms. That's what you're telling me. The Netherlands has enough money to provide us with all the people that go out on Friday night and get dick and pussy. That's what you're telling me. That's an insane plan.
Well, I don't know exactly how much money these places have. I don't know. Let me rephrase that. I don't know how much money these things take up. Like how much it costs to fund this bill.
this pill.
I see what you I'm trying there. To multitask here. I don't know how much money it costs to fund these programs. Mm-hmm. Like I think I heard the number, but if I try to regurgitate now, it's going to be like $3. You know, mm-hmm. It's not going to be right. I'm trying to figure out the Netherlands financial situation here.
It's like it's good.
What is that? The word I'm looking for? GDP? General growth? General domestic? GDP? GDP?
I didn't take economics.
Per capita. The GDP per capita is. In comparison to who though? So the GDP per capita. Is equivalent to 406% of the world's average. That doesn't give me anything. Let me see here. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Netherlands is. Is a pretty well-off country. Top 10 countries wealth per capita in 2013. That's not what I'm looking for. Why would you give me 2013? come on, Google. I'm trying to do a podcast at the same time, son. Come on, work with me.
Your facts ain't backing up.
It's not my facts, yo. It's Google. Google assuming we're in 2013 for some reason. Why you gotta do me dirty, Google? You're making me look like a non-professional podcaster here. 2016. What year are we in?
2017.
Good looking out. Let's look here. List the countries by projected GDP data per capita. Let's find out where the Netherlands lands here. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Netherlands is a pretty well-off country.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might be the ones that... Let me see here. I think they're the ones that like their countrymen take like a month of vacation a year, each of them.
Hmm.
So, let me see here. His article includes three lists of countries by gross domestic product. at purchasing power parity per capita. Purchasing power. So that's what we're looking for, right? Potentially purchasing power.
Might be. Once again, didn't take economics. Don't know.
I would have thought the United Arab Emirates would have been a little higher. Norway. Norway. Well, maybe Norway is the one I'm thinking of that makes some baller money. The U.S. is in 13, son. I don't know where the Netherlands. I got. There's a lot of stuff I got to go through. Once again, I didn't once again vet all of this information prior to the podcast. But long story short, the president of the Netherlands has supposedly agreed to do this. Which my point is not just to have this dick measuring contest of whose dick is bigger when it comes to economics.
Mine.
Is it yours? Mine is mine. But I liked. And I don't think it's a maybe it's a dick measuring contest when it comes to the president of the Netherlands trying to fuck with Trump because maybe she doesn't like Trump. I don't know, but I like the idea. I thought I'm gonna stop looking at this because I'm not gonna find this International Monetary Fund, World Bank, Central Intelligence. Oh, good Lord! I don't need to see all this. I thought it was cool, man, because, you know, being from the United States, we do see a different viewpoint than other countries. But it seems like a lot of times we're giving a lot of money to other places. And when people go to war, we're up there and we're the first ones to, like, drop soldiers because we are maybe militarily one of the stronger countries that's always willing to help people. And that's good, right? Willing to help people is good. And we've always been, like, trying to be the beacon of the world. But a lot of times, man, all this stuff that we do affects the country monetarily. And, you know, we lose a lot of bodies when it comes to war. And I thought it was somewhat positive for the Netherlands president to be like, hey, Trump is going to do something that might not help your people. How about we go? And I'm going to try to be positive here. How about we go and try to fund your program here so you don't have people getting other people pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it totally could be a political thing in a total dick measuring contest, but it could also be just nice for somebody to do something for the U.S. for once.
It might be.
The U.S. Yeah. is not good at asking for help.
It could be. And also, if that is true, that the Netherlands does somehow pay for all that, really, Trump is coming out the winner on both ends.
I don't think he wants it. Because for him, it's a philosophy thing. Like, he doesn't believe that you should. He believes in pro-life and not pro-choice. And so that's why I think he's canceling the funding.
Mm.
So for him, and that's why I feel like it is a political situation, because that lady's being basically like a fuck you to Trump. We're going to fund it anyways. But once again, you can't just give money and force them to use it for that.
Yeah.
But it's a political thing. But I like to think
of that. And I would say, he would be like, okay, I won't do it because, you know, I don't believe in that. But also, he is a businessman, so he might be like,
he's going to take that money and build a wall with it.
Yeah, no, he's going to take the money and be like, all right, hey, look, here's condoms for all you. Stir those babies up inside you, but I don't want any a part of it. Stir those
babies up inside you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Heat up that coat hanger. Grab it.
What the fuck? Heat up that coat hanger. I'm going to use that as a clip just so... You know, I'm not fucking around. You complain about what the shit I used this week on the.
Oh man, teaser. The clip you used this week was terrible.
Hey man, you're the one that said it, not me.
But it took it out of context.
How did you take it out of the context? You said it, man. Hey, you said it.
There's tons of other stuff you could have used.
No, there isn't.
Ease into it.
Hey man, just be aware that at any given time I could take anything you say and use it as a clip. And I probably will. This is your one and only warning.
Oh man,
be aware. Hilarious. Next time when you're like the worst things you've ever said, I'm gonna put them together one day, and you're gonna just talk about just wanting to get sweet, sweet, sweet man juice on you or something.
Only one time.
I was drunk.
I was drunk, so this dude offered me gay for pay, so
I had to take it.
Busting out on my bicep to flex.
Now I'm going to use that as a tool.
Yeah, but anyways. Gross. Yeah, I mean, hey, he might use it. He might take it. It's possible. And if he does, if they do and he does accept it, yeah, he definitely does come out ahead, so. Because he shut down everything he wanted. So he got his beliefs out there. Then also, he has somebody paying for what he doesn't believe in, and it's still going, so people are happy. So really, if that all works out, then yeah, he comes out on head.
I think you're very pro-Trump. That's what I think.
I'm still trying to be positive. Hey, man, it's day, what, 8 in this bitch, and we're still all alive. We ain't all slaves yet.
We ain't all slaves yet, shit.
So, hey.
Yeah. So, on a different note, so we get away from politics. So, you saw that clip I tagged you on of Chael versus...
Yeah, that shit was fake. Let's talk about that shit.
For a little bit, because there is one thing I want to talk to you about.
This shit.
Okay, so this is Bellator...
Bellator, I don't know, Roadhouse number one or whatever. I don't know, whatever. Whatever the fuck it was. It's Bellator sponsored by Ramen Noodles or some shit like that. In a casino somewhere. So, let's fucking talk about this shit. It was on Saturday, right? Yeah, it was on Saturday because you're doing your shit. So, it was Saturday.
What are you
doing? Hitting the clubs.
Oh, that's right.
So, it was Saturday. And I'm like, I was watching Cops with the family because that's what we do on Saturday. We watch Cops. So, when Cops pull us over, I know what not to do.
Uh-huh.
And then... While I was watching Cops, I had a commercial, and it's like, oh, shit, someone's going to fight that old dude who was married to that porn star. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's going to be cool. And we have Cox Cable. I don't know wherever you might be listening to this, what that is, but I think it's Comcast. So we have Comcast Cable, and we don't get the live feed. We get it on a two-hour delay. So the fight, like, actually started at 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I didn't get the
East Coast thing.
Yeah, or like whatever time it starts live. So it started at 8, but I didn't get to start seeing it until 10, and it's like a 3-hour thing. And so like at 10:30, I guess Shell versus Tito actually started, and like at 10:37, it was over already. And I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "Man, Shell must have knocked him out," because I always like Shell Son. He's a great shit talker. And you know, he's a pretty decent fighter. He whooped up on Anderson Silva for almost 10 rounds, so, you know. But so I always liked the dude. So I assumed he won. I assumed he was going to win. I had no reason not to think so. And then I go on Instagram, and yeah, I see he lost. And then I go, oh, man, Tito must have knocked him out, because that's how Shell Sonnen would go down. He would get knocked out. No. Tito made him tap out. And at that point, I flip over my bed. I'm like, this is some fucking bullshit. Then I tag you on it. I'm like, this is some fucking bullshit. And then, like, 2 days later, you tag me on some other shit. And I go, yeah, confirm. This is fucking bullshit.
So, okay. So the video that I found 2 days later that I tagged you in was this video, the guy saying that it was a little shady because it was basically from because if, okay, so Chael had Tito's neck in the beginning of the match, and it looked like at certain point Tito kind of tapped something, and then Chael, like a second later, let go of that hold and then tried to take his back. I don't know what exactly was happening, and I'm still not clear what exactly happened, because if you look at it from that video, it looks like Tito was tapping on his own head. I didn't see where he tapped Chael. He didn't tap Chael. He tapped his head, his own head.
Why the fuck would he tap his own head? Why would he tap anything?
I don't know why he would tap anything. I'm not pretending like I know why he did it. What I'm saying is that if it was fake, where he was trying to give, because this is a wrestling thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where you tap a guy to let him know that you're about to twitch or you're about to do something. He knows what the next cue is. If he's touching his own head, Chael would never have felt that because he was not in a position to see his hand. So I don't know how that would attribute to like cueing him for a move, but it still was a little weird. So the only thing I can think of would be that maybe he instinctually he was about to tap, or he did kind of physically tap but didn't, and then just never said to anybody that he tapped. I don't know, man. I don't know. All I'm saying is that if it was fake, I would expect him to be trying to tap Chael to give him the signal to go, to let go and go for the back.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is it looks shady. It looked like a tap. It looked like maybe even a signal to move on to something else. But I don't know how that would have worked, because Chael didn't see it, and he, I don't think he could have felt it. I don't know where he, how he would have felt it. But it does look shady.
Yeah, it does, because I saw the fight on Instagram. And yeah, right when they go for it or whatever, they like tie up and they go down. And yeah, Chael, like, because, you know, Chael's a wrestler, obviously. Yeah, he's like wrestling him down. I go, fuck, he took him easy. And yeah, he gets him in that hold. And yeah, and then all of a sudden he just like backs off him for no reason. I was like, that was interesting. And that's before I saw the video you tagged me in.
Yeah, the video I tagged you and just came off shady. I'm not saying it's fake, but it if somebody was like it's fake, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm about saying that. It's fake.
Really?
Dude, Bellator set up the other one.
Kimbo versus
rest in peace, Kimbo.
the Dada 300 guy.
Yeah, yeah, that was set up too.
What happened to that one again? He. What was the deal with that?
No, they set up not that one. Was it that one? They set up that one. They set up one other one, I think.
That's the one that the guy was like, he had a heart attack.
Because those guys just kept swinging. The one before that, wasn't it with Tito too?
I can't remember. I do remember there was one that was a little questionable for sure.
No, it wasn't Rampage. It was somebody. I think somebody tapped on Kimbo, and then yeah, he went for the hold or whatever. Oh, Ken Shamrock, that's who it was.
Ken Shamrock versus Kimbo. Yeah, yeah. That was very shady.
Yeah,
that was very shady.
Yeah, because Ken Shamrock, I think, tapped on him, and then Kimbo took his back or something like that, or vice versa. So yeah, it's Bellator is not the most accurate people, trustworthy people in the world.
Yeah, I didn't. It was all very kind of questionable for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That fight for sure made me look at it and say, "What the hell is going on here?"
Yeah, man, when you're doing fights in casinos, I guess what do you expect, really?
But the thing is, like, if you're trying to be a legitimate competitor to the UFC, you need to put out some stuff that isn't fake, or get people hyped about something, and these weird freak fights and like shady kind of decisions and transitions, and it doesn't help out your sport to be a bit more legitimate.
No, it does not. Not even slightly.
So anyways, I just thought it was weird. I mean, I don't know if it's fake or not, but I definitely thought it was shady.
I confirm it was fake. 100%.
All right, yo. So, serious topic here. Serious topic.
Okay.
How much time we got? We don't have much time. All right.
Are you going to say it? Oh,
jeez. What? Send me that one. Send me that meme. That's hilarious. I was laughing my ass off, dude, because I was thinking about the mindset that men have versus women, and I think women don't understand that men sometimes get into this like dick-dumb situation, what I have called now dick-dumb, where people are like, they say, they do and say things, and they're just so focused, men specifically, they're so dick dumb focused on like women or something that just catches their attention. And it happens all the time, you know, like you'll see it with with like men that will see a woman in front of their woman and then they get in trouble because she's like, are you looking at her? Mm-hmm. Right? But this just sometimes like a non... It's not intentional, but sometimes just guys get zoned out, right? But I think during sex, I think guys like end up having just dick dump situations where like you can say something that you don't really mean, but you're just saying some dumb shit. And I think in I often laugh at the dumb shit you hear in porn. Like
I thought this was a serious subject.
It was until I decided to curve because there's not enough time to talk about the serious topic. I sometimes will laugh about the serious shit that they say in porn. Like I think it's just a joke. Like maybe I've watched the Hodge Twins a bit too much. But sometimes in porn, man, they say some dumb shit that makes me laugh out loud. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one time, right? I remember this girl in porn, this guy was just lighting this girl up, right? He was just going to town, you know what I'm saying? Just tearing it up, you know what I mean? Just beating it up, right? He's just going at it. And the girl was so into it, which makes me wonder what's going on in these girls' heads. If they're saying it because it's like a dirty talk for them, or if they're saying it because they're trying to be funny, or if they're saying it because, I don't know, they're just trying to say something and it just comes out, right? If it's just an unintentional, like, turned on thing. This girl was like, this dude was lining her up, and this girl was like, he's like, what? And I think I've told you this before, when the girl's like, oh, dig that bone or something.
Dig that bone.
she's just like, dig that bone. And I was like, what? And it's hilarious. And
you should have left a comment on them and be like, how do I do that?
I think we should start a new segment. Just stupid shit we've heard on
Pornhub. Excuse me. How do I, on the comment Pornhub, how do I dig that bone in you?
You gotta make an account. I don't have an account. I'm gonna make an account. But I'll
check my crock tube too.
But I think it's hilarious, man. But I think sometimes in the middle of coitus, people will say things and they'll say like dirty talk and you know, you don't think about it till after the fact, right? Like if some girls, if you're lighting some girl up and you're into it and you're all breathing hard, you're like, I'm sure the, and then she's like, oh yeah, I want you to just finish between my toe and my second toe and my third toe. And as a guy, you're so dick dumb that you're probably like, all right, I'm gonna do it for you, baby. I got you. Let me get that out and on the second toe, right? I'm gonna get that second toe for you, right? And then it isn't until like an hour later after you've both settled down and you're just sitting there in bed. You're staring like, yo, at the babe, roof.
What the fuck was that about?
You're like, what's up with your toe fetish all of a sudden? That just came out, huh? She's like, yeah.
How many other people busting nuts on your toes?
And that's my point.
Put your feet on me, nasty asshole.
And that's my point. You know, at the end of the day, you can say some horrible shit and you won't question it in the moment. But you'll question about 30 minutes later when you're like taking a piss and you're like, why did I just busted on the ketchup bottle in the kitchen. So all I'm saying is you can say some weird shit and you won't question it at the moment. But about 30 minutes later, you're like, wait, what did you just say? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden you're going to be like, did you just say you want me to slap you with my phallic dick on your face? Do you know what I'm saying? Like that wasn't a request you gave me before, but now you're all about it. So, but you're not going to question it in the moment, but later on you'll probably be like, that was an interesting request. Should we drill up on that a little bit?
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
It's true. It's a very true statement.
All I'm saying is, I thought that was hilarious. Plus, I want to be able to say do that bone on the podcast.
I'm going to look that up later. I'm going to look how I do that.
She's like, I'm going to type that directly into Google and see. In fact, that might be funny. Do that.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
I'm telling you, man. It's just an interesting like mindset that you sometimes get into.
It's funny.
It's an interesting mindset that you get into that it goes away, like the dictum goes away, and then you come back into this reality, and then you're back to normal.
It's true. It's true. That was your serious topic, huh?
No, I was going to talk about serious topic, but we don't have enough time.
No.
I have to bring that to a different day.
All right. So I got to check on CrocTube later how to dig that bone.
You might have to. any last words for these fine gentlemen and ladies of the podcast that listen to us, all 2.5 of them?
How are the views?
Up and down, you know, depending on the week, depending on the topic.
We talked about hot topics this time, so.
Hot topics? Which was a hot topic?
Baby abortions.
Baby abortions.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. We'll have to title that. I'm going to name this podcast Baby Abortions. Ruben's thoughts on baby abortions.
It's not my thoughts on it.
So anyways, I'm sure I'll do some teasing titles or something.
The worst part of this.
Oh, no, I'm going to, in the weekly clips, I'm going to put the work stuff. Like, the couple of the things you said earlier, for sure, are going to be the clips. For sure. Yeah. No question. You're going to get a whole bunch of gay for pay requests this week. For sure. You're going to get about 4 or 5 emails being like, Ruben, I heard the podcast, and I would love to see you bust it on a bicep and then lick it off. You're going to get a whole bunch of this. Like, I'll
lick
give you
it off.
Ain't that what you said? Now you're gonna get those requests.
Oh.
But yeah, no, now you're gonna get those, and you're gonna get like a 2, 3, or 4 of those requests, and they're gonna give you some fat ass checks, and you'll be like, all right, there's some things I gotta talk about. There's some things I want to talk about on the podcast this week. This is like my confession.
Like, I did it for the money.
I did it, guys. I'm not gonna say I got made good money off of it, but I do have a new 2015 like Dodge Challenger RT or SRT4.
I got the Hellcat.
And I gotta make that next month payment, so send those requests to Ruben at gayforpay.com.
Oh jeez, yeah, you should just end with that. That's good.
So your email is at Ruben gayforpay.com.
It might be. I'm gonna start applying for jobs with that.
Oh jeez. That'd be hilarious. Like, what should you? It's like Hotmail, except it's a different type of website.
Yeah, it's a different type. You can actually send me pictures on there if you want.
That's creepy. Oh, it's dark. Dark and creepy. All right. Any last words for these ladies and gentlemen?
No. No. It's terrible. Oh, this whole thing has been terrible.
The last 10 minutes have been terrible. Before we got educational.
Before we did. I talked about heating up hangers and stuff.
Oh, that's dark. I need to go wash everything after that.